The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, 30th day of March, 2018. John, by way of your demand, you've been held over.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, on the song, that lead-in song, okay, that you just had there, it said, pray to God to lead us out of this mess, okay? One of the things is, if you pray to God, okay, and you're doing Easter rather than Passover, what are you doing? You're actually doing Baal worship. Now, do you think God is going to bless this country if we're all doing Baal worship? I don't think so.
I don't know, but I think God would have some latitude for the imperfect creatures that He created.
Well,
I'm fully aware that Sunday, and I was not going to mention this for the people that are still in whatever they're into, that is actually Ishtar.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay, Ishtar, Astarte, Venus, and Ostara is all the same deity, just different names, whether it's Chaldean or Greek or whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. So the whole point I'm trying to get to here is that Satan's laughing at us, this whole country, well, the world, by doing Easter. Okay, so if we really want God's blessings, we should do Passover instead, which is the Monday evening to Tuesday evening.
All right.
That 24-hour time period is the real Passover. That's God's highest holy day, and it sets the foundation because you can't get to Pentecost, which is 49 days later at evening, to the 50th day. If you don't get Passover right, you're not going to get Pentecost right.
All right.
So there's two of the high holy days.
All right.
Now, the other thing is that this thing called the rapture cult. Now, I've explained that to...
Okay, John?
Hold on just a second.
I'm not going to hold on just a second.
Okay, only one more sentence, okay? You said Trump, you don't know if Trump got it or not. I do know because I said to Trump on those letters, if you're adhering to this rapture cult and if you're adhering to the wrong days, okay, that is repugnant to God. And he said in one of the speeches back, because I said to him, you should fire those 50 spiritual members that are advising you. And he didn't do it. So instead he said the word, repugnant.
Yeah.
In that speech. Who says the word repugnant? Where is it? Marbury versus Madison, it says, anything that's repugnant to the Constitution is null and void. Also, the traditions of men make the word of God void, null and void. And that's the whole connection. So he did say the word repugnant. I believe he got the message.
All right. John, thank you for your call.
Okay. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Richard in Washington. Hello, Richard. By the way, Michael, has your screen gone orange yet?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked. I was too busy trying to figure out if Trump rolled an Easter egg. Does that mean he didn't sign the Military Tribunals Act?
I don't know. Richard in Washington. Hello, Richard.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I called in to the show earlier, and what I wanted to bring out, and I brought out in Mike's show, a book called Homo Deus by an author named Harari. And basically, he brings everything to the present, which I'm totally impressed with. I always kind of believe there was subjective reality and objective reality, but he brings in the point that there's inner subjective reality. A lot of things that we believe, money, government, or whatever, only is verifiable if everybody believes it,
right.
Supports it.
Right.
As soon as they say, well, there's no such thing as money, there's no money. So if you take that fact, like the last caller, he's talking about Easter and God and religion, all that. That doesn't stand up scientifically. Okay, and the fact
Hold. You know, Richard, I was hoping that the callers were going to be centering on Michael, what Michael was talking about now for 3 hours. And rather than doing comparisons with what this guy said and what this represents and all this other stuff, do you have something specifically on the topic that we were talking about?
Yes, and I was getting to that.
Please do.
Basically, if you believe in science, and then Mike brought up the fact that we're going to get a constitutional republic back again, and he, on his show today, he was talking about the Civil War. That concept of constitutional republic has been killed so many times that even if you brought it back to life, it wouldn't survive. We have been brought into a corporate existence that has totally superseded anything that we believe exists in reality. And with that in mind, how can you bring back these things that are long gone?
Well, and by your say-so, you know, Richard, I can still find a copy of the Constitution. I can still look at the Texas State Constitution. It is still there.
Is that the corporate constitution or the original? Because they're both different. The Constitution the founding fathers formed was rewritten in 1863 or 5, whichever one, as a constitutional...
1867. It wasn't rewritten. There was just additions made. And what you're talking...
Well, you actually look at the wording. It was made into a corporate document.
Okay.
It's not a original language document. It's a corporate document.
Okay. I am fully aware...
And the word is...
Hold on, Richard. Please, let me speak. Okay? Hold on. I don't like to pull the pot down on callers. I am fully aware of the Reconstruction of the United States in 1871. And what does that have to do with the founders and the original document? Yes, I know it's been modified. And by you sitting there telling me we're never going to get the original intent of the Constitution back for this republic, well, then, hell, we just might as well all go out, eat, drink, and be merry, and tomorrow hang ourselves. Because it is the will of the people. There's still enough people in this country, Richard, to resuscitate this republic. Okay? So you can sit there and tell me all day long, well, it's never going to happen because people don't believe in it. Yeah? Okay. All right. He hung up, didn't he?
What I said is you have to understand what the reality of today is.
I understand what the reality of today is. I've been doing this for 26 years. I understand where we're at.
Well, the United States of America is 50 separate nations.
It is 50 different republics under the arm of the Confederation under the federal government. Yes, that's why all 50 of them have their own constitution, whether it was monkeyed with or tinkered with or whatever. That's why these are all independent sovereign states. That's the way it was drawn up. That's the way this union formed, and it joined, and it added more states. Look, I get the concept of the corporate states. I get it. But I'm telling you, they have to throw the baby with the bathwater and the Constitution and the federal and state constitutions. They've got to have a con. They've got to come up and declare all that old paperwork is null and void. No matter how many modifications they've made to it, they haven't killed the original document. They've modified it by law, not positive law, but they've modified it by policy, some surreptitious stuff. I don't give it a name, give it a date. I don't care if it's the bankruptcy of this country. I don't care if it was Reconstruction Act. I don't care if it was the Federal Reserve, the IRS, or pile on a bunch of other stuff.
Patriot Act.
Yeah, okay, Richard, keep going. I mean, you got a list, read it. I get it. But you're telling me we're never going to have a republic back again, and I'm telling you you're full of monkey milk and you've already given up.
I think Michael will tell you that, no, I'm trying to educate myself and find out how this can actually be done. I'm of the hope that Trump is doing what needs to do to be the first steps. But that's just the first steps. What he's got to do is get educated people behind him and start enacting true independence of the people that have the ability to exert
independence. So why didn't you just say that in the first place?
Well, I didn't get a chance because I was leading up to that. What I really would like everybody to read is the book called Homo Deus. Basically, if you get that background of what science is telling us in today's framework, you find out that you as an individual are the one that's going to make the decisions for the rest of the world, because only you have control over, quote-unquote, your fate. And what we need to do is get individual education, and that's what RBN is doing, so that we can use that education, get together and you know, combine our energies and actually do something constructive.
All right. You, Richard?
And I thank you for hearing me out.
Richard, how long have you listened to this program, this particular program?
Your program?
Yes.
I think I've listened to it about 3 times.
Great. Then you've just transgressed and you just hit my hot button, because I've had many people that have been in this movement for a number of years trying to tell me that the Founding Fathers, well, this was just a scheme and this was just a scam. It was a corporate document right from the start. No, it was not. And where was the payoff to the founders here? For the people that were in on creating a new country outside of the aegis or the grasp of the King of England, and that they started a new country, but they were all in originally on the initial takedown during the creation of it. I have gone toe-to-toe with people over the years. Richard, I would suggest that you please, I didn't mean to yell at you, but you hit my hot button. You hit me with something. If we're going to return this country to anything, we had people arguing, oh, the Constitution, it's just, that's not right. So I said, okay, so what are we going to return to? Where's our starting point at? Because what you're advocating here is pure, outright anarchy. No government. And I don't know if you've considered this, Richard, but in today's world, I don't think we can have the riches that we have and not anybody be in charge. I think that was the whole intent of the Constitution. It was to rein in the federal government and specifically enumerate what their job was. This is your job. This is your only job. Please do not color outside the lines. Most people think that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights were written for the people. It wasn't. It was written for the politicians yet to come as a guideline as to how to operate inside the government in this constitutional republic. Now, I think you and I can both agree that they have violated this thing 92,000 times from last Sunday. I know this. But this country can and will be, again, a strong nation, a nation of laws that its people, including our politicians that formerly used to be known as statesmen when they understood the difference, that when once again we can have some freedom and liberty so we can live out our lives in quiet, instead of desperation, quiet achievement and peace. I thank you for your call. I got a headache. God. Ken in Fort Worth. Hello, Ken.
Oh, hello, hello. Hello there, John.
Hi.
Hey, I've written President Trump a couple of times before he became president, give him stuff going on the internet anyway.
Yeah.
And I told him that Tommy Buckley's bonds are in the Dallas Federal Courthouse, and I'll go down and go get them and pay off the national debt like Buckley wanted to do. Hey,
wait, back up here, Ken. William F. Buckley has bonds in where? What?
No. Tommy Lee Buckley from Amarillo.
I don't know who that is and what you're talking about.
Boy, you're behind the curve, ain't you?
Well, your curve. But I can throw you a few fast pitches. I bet you I can get past you.
when he started, Tommy Lee Buckley said he got bonds from Indonesia through a guy by the name of Anas Adamanak, and he told me on the phone that they were taken from him and put to Dallas Federal Courthouse. And I go to Dallas Federal Courthouse, I ask the guards if the bonds are in there, and if Trump come down and get them yet. And I wrote Trump and told him they were in there. Maybe he will one day. I hope so. Anyway, let me tell you what I think's happening. I think Trump's got 18,000 indictments in his poker hand, and he's waiting for Herr Mueller to come up with a card. And if he does, and it's if it's a prison card, he's going to throw 18,000 indictments on the table and let the vice president take over. Let him deal with it. Let everybody see it. I think that's what he's doing.
Okay, Mike, are you getting this? I'm not making heads or tails out of this.
Ken is the guy that turned me on. He called into my show one day last week when I had two guests on. He had about half a minute, and I said, make it quick. He said, Google 18,000 indictments, and okay. I did, and that's what right. got me started
okay.
on this.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, let me tell you what happened. I'm down at the Fort Worth Public Library, and I just happened to find that article on a top item on Before It's News. It must have just came out. And I started reading it, and they shut my computer off. I go, okay, that's what's important. I never touched it, and they shut it off. They don't want me to read it. They read faster than I can, I guess.
You know,
anyway,
and Ken, I had the same thing. I went to News with Views to download something, and my computer locked up and froze, and I immediately pulled the power on it and rebooted
it. I've had computers in the library just come to a dead stop.
Yeah, no, I got you. All righty, Ken, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I'm just praying for my Uber screen to turn orange.
Shush. You started this stuff.
Hey, I know. I'm looking back in hindsight going, what did I do this for?
Yeah, I know. I'm keeping a score list. Roxanne, right. Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne.
Wow, that was something. First of all, to the people that write to the White House, it goes to a clearinghouse, but they don't get it. It goes to a clearinghouse, and if they choose, they might send it. They might. So just because you write the president doesn't mean it goes past that clearinghouse. But let me bring this back to the topic I think you started on. I don't even know where I went, but as far as the SDS, we know that the Awan family, brothers, wives, all of them, those are all SDS people. So let me do this real quick, and then I'll go away. But Hassan Abedin was working with Bin Talal, and they were getting $140,000 per month, spreading Islam to the West, and the lobbyists for Congress were the Podesta brothers. Okay? So then we go into a guy named Khalid El-Mansour. And he wrote a letter for Obozo or Obama or Barry Sartorial in 2008 to Harvard to get him into law school. And he worked with Al Waleed. We were all talking about him getting jailed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or in the hotel. So now we got Vernon Jarrett, which was our dear friend Valerie Jarrett, back since 1976 working with Talal. To get the black leaders, they were getting $20 million a year to help the minorities. You have to break it all down because it's out there. But that's, I think, your topic or original topic, I believe. And, here's another little piece of butter on that cake or whatever you want to call it. But Anton Scalia worked with Waleed Mansour and this whole little triad. And that's it.
Okay. I'm just as confused as when you called in. All right.
No, that's it, John. I mean, you wrap your head around that.
Okay. I'm
okay.
Going to try. What
No, me too. Me too. I was writing as fast as she was talking.
What mind I have left, I'll try to curb it around that. Okay. If your screen is not orange, I will take two more calls. Actually, three if we make them quickly.
Okay. It's still white. It's white, believe it or not.
It's still what?
It's getting whiter. That's worse.
Oh. At any rate, before I lose my mind, we'll take a break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. Mark in Florida. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John and Mike.
Hi.
Michael, and Michael, thank you for having Michael Gatti on today.
Okay, you're get up closer to your mouthpiece because you're fading on us.
Okay.
There you go.
I wanted to mention the name Robert Yates. He was a New York State Chief Justice back during the time of the Constitution's writing. He wrote under the pen name Brutus, and he pointed out many of the flaws in the Constitution because the Articles of Confederation were a true republic, and the Constitution just ruined it because before the Constitution, the states had to approve, each individual state had to approve the legislation from Washington, D.C. before it had any effect whatsoever, and that was a true republic. And Michael mentioned something about President Trump authoring some kind of military tribunal type of thing to go after the Hillary.
Yeah, he's right here. Yeah, Mark, he's right here. You can talk to him.
Well, I don't know what he called it, and Michael, you said, is it for them or for us? Mm-hmm. And that's a good question because I'm wondering, why would they need to do such a thing to prosecute the criminals at all?
Well, okay. Have you been paying attention to what's been going on almost for the last year and a half with the Trump administration, with the old ex-FBI guy and all this other stuff? I mean, we've got a long list, a long train of criminals. The question you're asking, why are they not being prosecuted? Well, there's a stumbling block here, and there's a protection put into place. You know, I mentioned to Michael earlier today, I said, look, you and I and everybody else with eyes to see here witnessed the greatest financial ripoff ever committed in human history. And nobody was called into question. Nobody was, the issue was not thrown in front of a grand jury. There were no indictments. There was no charges. There were no trials. And nobody has gone to jail. Somebody is in there protecting them. There is a mechanism protecting all of this, whether it's called the Clinton Foundation, Bill and Hillary, whether it's the Fed Reserve, the crooked banks, all the unconstitutional stuff, the deep state. I don't care, Mark, give it a name. There is a reason why things are not going right in this country, and somebody's running interference quite effectively. Mr. Herzog, what would you call this?
I already said it's the SES. That's the umbrella. That is the people put in between the original government and the banksters to protect against this. They're protecting these people to continue the cash cow to rape, pillage, and steal. That's the secret. That's the deep state. Okay, and that's what Donald Trump has implemented these changes in the regulations to take care of.
All right, and Mark?
Well, I just hope that it isn't turned on us, because that seems what they always do. They set up something to fix a bad thing, and it's always turned back around right on.
Well, and congratulations, 2018 will be the year we've got to fight for our independence again.
Woohoo! Thank you, guys.
All right. Boy, not a lot of actual support.
Well, yeah, you know, John, here we go against optimism versus cynicism. You know, I just got to – let me read this email to you, one sentence. It's from my. It's on my website from a guy named Chris. I don't know who this is. Michael, you are amazing, and I hope you keep it up. I have been trying for a week to hear your message, but it will never happen on RBN. I'm off the RBN train for good. What in the world does that mean? I mean, trying to listen to my message for a week? Okay, I'm on every day. I give a message every day. I don't get it.
We don't have a train. Okay. We're wheelless here in Round Rock, Texas. We're bricks and mortars with little human beings occupying the space. Mm. All right. Jim in upstate New York. Hello, Jim.
Yeah. Boy, it sounds like you have every 40th light calling in tonight.
I don't know. You know, it's a beautiful day down here in Texas. It's 75 degrees, sunny skies, no wind. You will not get a better perfect Texas day than what I'm seeing right now. And you know what I'm going to do? I after this program today, I'm going to go enjoy what's left of it. And
there
I don't
you go, sir.
And I don't know what to do. I don't know, Michael Herzog. I used to joke about, you know, Massengill is coming out with a brand new product. It's called Massengill Mind Douche. And I might try to buy some of that to get the garbage out of my head that people want to keep planting in it. At any rate, how you doing, Jim?
It was really funny. You know, whether it's esoteric or schizophrenic, you know, it was just like off the chain tonight. And I just want to say to you guys, your research, Michael, is just spot on, you know. Don't be discouraged. And, this may have been a little disheartening tonight. I was listening. I'm like, my God, what the hell's going on here?
Well, and this is a good cross-section of America and what's going on in the minds. And I don't know. You know what? Cut that damn thing. I don't know exactly what's going on, Jim. I hear people, they know what they don't want, but they don't know how to get there from here. And, you know, I get the guy, I get the idea from the guy in Florida that going, oh, yeah, well, the Article of Confederation, that was the real. Yeah, okay. Well,
you know what it is, Michael, you know, I got to say to you, God bless you, man. really top-notch research. I appreciate that kind of, you know, what you're doing. I really, really do. And unfortunately, it was a little weird time, you know, and, you know, and what RBN represents as well. And that's well-researched, documented stuff. And if people don't get it, it's kind of sad.
Well, and you know what? There, and Jim, what I'm, the dark fear that I have is that when push comes to shove, that there will not be enough people that will stand up for this country. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to have this on my conscience for the rest of my life, standing by the wayside, watching the other Americans that understand what a constitutional republic is supposed to look like, you know, that we're supposed to have our freedom and liberty and our ability to say, get your hands off my itty-bitty for whatever good reason you might have. You know, I mean, now they're on a full-bore push here. We're starting to peel back the layers of this onion. They want a total gun ban, not just assault weapon ban in this country, but now it's starting to become it's starting to become clear that this is an outright gun ban in this country. So how do you want to start the Second American Revolution or the Restoration Project in 2018? Just do that. Just come and start confiscating the weapons, and I guarantee you there will be more lead flying in this country in 24 hours than they have mined in the last 50 years.
You know, it's so funny because they're starting to use that psychological thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that psychologically sound habit on all that stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
But the bigger point I wanted to make tonight was, you know, I can sense, like, hostility in your tone or tenor. And it was like,
only when you push the buttons that people have pushed before, and I will jump right back in that same mode again.
Yeah, you know what it is logic. Logic is gone, and that's what's so sad. And you know, when I listen to Michael Herzog, the man just pure, you know, he just resonates with logic, you know, research.
Yeah.
And he's lost. He's lost today. It's so sad because people go and he's. They're not even esoteric. They're schizophrenic. You know, they're just absolutely off the tangent, off the wall. And I'm like, come on, please. You know, we got to bring us back to square one here.
Well, and Jim, you know? I just hope that they recognize the right train to get on to get the hell out of town, get out of Dodge. You know, this is a pretty simple approach. It's simple and basic in its premise. You know, this is not a democracy. You know, it's very easy to go back into the historical writings and what the founders said about the form of government that they were going to put together. And democracy sure wasn't one of it. A monarchy was not one of it. And they come up with what they felt was the best. And there were people. There were the, I guess, before Federalists and Anti-Federalists came about, there were people in there. Hell, there were people that were, after going halfway through this process of creating a new country, are going, well, wait a minute. Maybe we can ask the king's forgiveness and we can go back to the king. You know, once you start on the path of doing something like this and creating a new government, because they were subjects of the crown. Every one of these people in this country, before we struck out on our own, created our own form of government, and did everything else, they were subject to the crown. Were they traitors to England? Yes, they were. But now we have a little different scenario. Now that the government has been created, we got traitors within our own government that has turned on its people. This is a little different scenario. You know, now we got a country, now we've got problems from within. Before, it was external. We were kind of like on a little hiatus, little field trip over here. Nice country, a lot of resource. Hey, we started this, and by God in heaven, I don't think there has been a better government that's put together, and there's a lot of naysayers out there. There's a lot of people that want to poke holes in anybody's argument. And you know what? I hope that you know what to stand up for when the time comes, because there's no equivocation time there. There's no, okay, well, let me sit down and decide. Make up your mind, people. Put your mind right. Put your feet on the floor. Get your head out of those esoteric clouds. Come down to earth, roll up your sleeves, and lend a hand. Ah. Jim, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let me go to Cody in Wisconsin. Hello, Cody.
Hello.
Hi.
It's not Cody. It's Pete. That's my name.
Okay. I don't know how... Mike, when was the last time you had your ears checked? How did you get Cody out of Pete?
Hey, it's all right. You can call me Ray. You can call me Ray J. You know, whatever you want to call me.
I'll just call you for dinner. Okay. Go ahead.
But I was, you know, I heard you before talking about a constitutional republic.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you what, it's still there. It's just that nobody reads their constitution, and nobody reads the federal constitution. And my contention is that tyranny begins in the judiciary.
Yeah.
And that is where we have the problem right now, in the local, state, the federal. Really, when you think about it, the federal is, if you're waiting for Donald Trump to do something there, it's going to take more than a year and a half. I mean, he's having a hard time getting people approved, although he did go ahead and, sign on to that civil forfeiture thing, which I wasn't crazy about.
Yeah.
And he did allow the NSA to have another 7 years of spying on us, which didn't blow my skirt up that much. But I can tell you that, he may be able to do something, but it's not going to happen overnight. So people who think it's going to happen overnight, he did get a lady into the CIA that he wanted into the CIA. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I know that she was part and parcel of the cover-up for the waterboarding and the extra, how would we phrase this, Michael? Curricular. Mike, hold on. Pull his pot down because there's a bunch of noise coming from his end, okay? I don't know what you're doing over there, but I'm trying to do a show here. I should have taken the day off. don't you? I'll drive out to Arizona right now. Don't you laugh at me on the air.
Well, all right. If he appointed somebody in the CIA that approved waterboarding, maybe it's because of the people that he plans on putting in Guantanamo deserve to be waterboarded. I don't know.
I don't know either. But Pete, I don't know. Bringing Michael Bolton in, or John Bolton rather, Michael Bolton, John Bolton in. He's got a legacy. He's not what I would consider to be a savory person, but you know, the thought struck me that if I'm going to put on an imminent front for people, then I'm going to bring people in not to draw attention, and I'm over here doing something else. I've got a different mindset. I would bring these people in and make them just as ineffective as they've been so far. You know, my only problem here is that going at this rate with exposing them for what they are, Trump will have to be president until 2025 before he gets halfway through his list to drain the swamp.
Well, the Federal Reserve, they're just going to hang around until they bleed us dry. I mean, at this point, I'm thinking that, they're probably financing the Treasury bills, and mostly they're trading for mortgage-backed securities at this point. You know, so they're going to end up owning a bunch of land here and probably selling it off to foreign countries.
Yeah, okay, that is, you know what they say about possession? Possession is nine-tenths.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree.
Okay.
I agree 100%.
All right, I'm getting ready to say something here, Pete. Pete, I'm getting ready to say something. Possession is nine-tenths of the law. I'm looking at the states starting their own state banks. Somebody smells something's rotten in Denmark, and they're making the adjustments right now. So we'll see how this plays out. All right, Pete, thanks for your call. Jim in Missouri. Hello, Jim.
Good evening.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
You in a good mood, John? Michael, first of all, I wanted to personally thank you for getting into the SES. I was the one that sent you the email on that.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Pomisaro?
No,
right?
that really took me aback when I, because I watched every one of those videos overnight. I was up all night long watching it, and I thought, well, somebody on RBN's going to take this and run with it. And you did, and what you've done has been incredible because you've tied in so many dots that good job.
Thank you.
None of us can tell what, I mean, Trump's doing. I mean, one day I go, yay. The next day I go, what in the world are you doing? And so, in a way, I do. He's playing 4D chess, and we don't know what he's going to do, and he's not going to let us know what he's going to do.
And I think it's by design, I mean, Jim. I think it's by design.
Well, I think it is, too. I mean, I'm hoping that it is, because I can't make any other sense of it.
I can agree.
I mean,
go ahead.
I mean, anyway, you had Michael Gaddy on today. That was totally awesome. I sent you an email about Bruce Ray Riggs and his website that's got all the Civil War documentation.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I looked at it. I haven't read it yet.
Okay. Well, oh, he's got tons of it, and I wanted you to make sure that Gaddy got that, too, because this all ties in, and this is a big web that's been woven over the last century and a half, and we got to figure it out, but I think you're on the right track, and, yeah, we're all still questioning and waiting and watching what Trump's going to do. But, John, I think you said last night on your program that, you know, none of this stuff would be going on if Trump hadn't been elected. And I agree.
Yeah, none of it.
The swamp is stirring, and they're coming out in full force. And you're right. They're trying. This isn't a gun control. This is a gun grab. This is a repeal of the Second Amendment.
Yep. And they're going to find and you know what, Jim? They're going to find out exactly why that Second Amendment was there. It wasn't about entertaining yourself and target practicing, or it wasn't goose or duck hunting. The Second Amendment was there for the preservation by arms of the people to preserve the Republic. So let them keep testing it. Hold on, Jim. What?
Trump being elected... what has happened here is there's been about 5 55-gallon drums of Drano that's been thrown into the swamp based on the actions of these leftards over the past couple of years. Okay, so how it plays out, we don't know, but it's entertaining to watch, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Well, I'm not if I want to get entertained, I'll get some popcorn, I'll go to a movie theater. I don't consider this to be entertainment. I'm sitting here watching my country on the brink of absolute collapse, and if it goes to that point, it will never be retrieved. So I'm not in the entertainment field there. Rich in Oklahoma, I do believe it is. Hello, Rich.
John, man, this is amazing. First of all, in the process of listening to you, I've just come up with 2 or 3 ideas, and I'm suspect to that every time you're on the radio.
You're suspect to what?
Just getting off on tangents from what I'm hearing from you guys. You know, I can tell you, for one example, SES, that's the Senior Executive Service, okay?
Yeah.
These are government executives. These are full-time, general schedule, salaried employees that show up when vehicles with government tags. They wear suits. If they were military, they would be similar to at least full bird colonels, one-star generals, and they are a fellowship. And that FEI, is that what you called it? Or FLI, Federal Leadership Course? In any case, they have a basic course for junior guys, an intermediate course, and the senior course. If you don't go to that, your standard form 50 is botched. You're not playing the game, and you're going to be passed over. And the next reduction in force, you self-nominate. Don't you dare miss one of them schools they send you to, or you're just not genuine. And it's a way to go home quick.
Well, and how many, Michael Herzog, how many of these senior executive service people, how many of these damn guys are lawyers?
Who?
Michael? Michael?
Yes. I'm here. No, I'm not sure, John. I'm thinking a number of them, many of them are lawyers. A lot of them were appointed by the Obama administration during his tenure. Yeah. And this is why we keep hearing the Obama appointees that are stumbling blocks for anything Trump decides to do, because they're all SES. And I know what he's talking about the school. Mm-hmm. They indoctrinate them if they're not already. They make sure they're globalists before they leave. If they're not, they probably MK Ultra them. I don't know. But if they don't come out of the course with a full-blown globalist mindset, they don't get into office.
Gotcha. All right, Rich, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Oh, thanks,
John,
Rich.
John,
yes.
I was wondering, you know, after 26 years, if you've ever thought about a book, because I like how modest you are and how you don't run around saying, I'm the tip of the spear. I wanted to say thanks for being level-headed, thinking on your feet, and doing what you do, because I think a lot of people don't realize the effort. I mean, really, how many of us have done anything for 25 years, you're bound to be a subject matter expert after a certain period of time. And I'm thinking maybe a best business practices, according to John.
Well, let me, Rich, people have asked me that over the years. They even wanted me to run for president. They wanted me to run for governor. They wanted me to run for Congress or whatever. Look, I'll say this, Rich. If we survive this and we start getting this republic back on track, I am going to write a book of the trials and travails of me over the last 26 years and what I have witnessed, the people involved, the effort. I mean, there are so many people that have come and gone that laid the foundation of the restoration of this republic. That unto itself is a book. So I'll just say this, Rich. Before my mind goes and I have to shuffle off this mortal coil, when I am damn sure that this country is on its well on its way to becoming a republic again, I'll write a book. How's that?
No, I'd rather you write the book anyway.
Well, okay. Well, there'll be one person to buy it, that I'm sure. Thank you, Rich.
That's the truth.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you. Dean in California. Hello, Dean.
Hey, John and Mike. Hey, I was just calling in to say thank you. I got my FrontSight membership.
Ooh.
And when it came, I thought it was so cool that I'm in the process of getting my friend one for his birthday. It's a surprise.
Good.
But Dan Sutterfield is a super nice guy. I enjoy talking to him. But I appreciate the heads up.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you what. We were vetted because what we got out here at FrontSight, we have private instructors, but we also have ex-Special Forces guys. We've got active military and police that come in and teach courses as well. And so Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I mean, he pretty much vetted us out. Who are these people? And Dan, why do you want to do this? And it took almost 2.5 months, almost 3 months to get this thing done. But it, as you have found out, now you got the top membership for this thing. Dean, this is something of great value. And the problem that Dan relayed to me was that people are having a hard time believing they can buy a $25,000 membership for a $500 donation. This was the main stumbling point. Everybody just disbelieved. But here I am on the air telling them this is real, and they're calling Dan Sutterfield up and going, I don't believe this. This is too good to be true. So evidently I have a credibility problem.
Well, I know when I got it, I was super stoked, and that's why I was like, I got to get my friend one of these, and once I present it to him, he's going to be all like, when are we going? So I'm happy. Thanks for the heads up. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, I thank you for taking part in that. You won't regret it. Thank you, Dean.
Cool. Thanks, John.
All right,
you guys have a good weekend. Happy Easter.
You too.
Thank you.
Or Ishtar, or Passover's Monday, or, you know, I...
Or Easter egg hunt or something.
Yeah. Well, okay. No. I am totally expended now, Michael. Thank you.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. That's okay. I mean, you know, we've run the gamut here, all right? We went on Easter egg hunts, and Imran Awan, and Scalia.
Yeah, I was there. I was there. I saw what happened. You don't have to remind me.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, yes. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm, I see.
First time you did that, we were on our way to New York, or I stopped by New York. We were on our way. Where were we going with Randy Weaver in the back seat?
New Hampshire.
There Plainfield. You go. The first time you did that, I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to poop my pants.
Oh, I told you the story behind that, didn't I?
No.
Oh, I was, you know, it's a total different business, and I had an appointment with a retired school teacher. And, you know, I was presenting her on the perils of losing her estate on long-term care if she didn't have any. And, you know, she had a very holier-than-thou attitude. And every time I'd make a statement regarding the federal government or implications to the law or whatever, she'd go, I see. I never sold her a policy, by the way.
I bet you didn't. But at least you got something you could carry on for the rest of your life and make other people laugh about. Hey, Michael, right. Have a good weekend. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man. Stay out of trouble. I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks. All right, man. The only thing I could say about this, folks, is we'll have to wait and see. But I don't want to get people's hopes too high, okay? But that's all I'll say about that. But I do want to talk about, before we get out of here today, and I got Keith Rogers' message here. But first, let me do this. I watched this. He was in, I think it was in, what, Pennsylvania? No, Richville, Ohio. Shame on me. He says, we're coming out of Syria very soon. Let others take care of it. He said, we build a school, they blow it up. We rebuild the school, they haven't blown it up yet, but they will. President Donald Trump has made a surprise announcement that U.S. forces will be withdrawing from Syria, citing the defeat of the Islamic State and the need to defend U.S. borders and rebuild crumbling infrastructure. He says, and I'm quoting him, we're coming out of Syria very soon. Let the other people take care of it now. And Trump said this during the speech in Richfield, Ohio, yesterday, and this was dedicated to his infrastructure initiative. The U.S. spent $7 trillion in the Middle East, Trump said. $7 trillion, not three, not four, $7 trillion, describing how the U.S. would build schools only for insurgents to destroy them while there was no funding to build schools in Ohio. We build a school, they blow it up. We rebuild it. They haven't blown it up yet, but they will. The president also pointed out the wall and 32,000 U.S. troops guarding the border between North and South Korea, while the U.S. border with Mexico was not likewise protected. Is there something a little bit wrong with that, he asked. Trump's remarks about Syria are in line with what he said last month at a press conference in Washington with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. This is what he said. He said, we're there for one reason, to get ISIS and to get rid of ISIS and to go home. We're not there for any other reason, and we've largely accomplished our goal. However, this goes against the previous pronouncements of his subordinates at the State Department and the military. Yeah, deep state, or sock puppets thereof. In January, then-Secretary of State Rex Tillerson outlined a plan that envisioned extended U.S. presence in Syria to ensure a peaceful transfer of power to the post-Assad leadership. Therein lies the problem, I say. Rex Tillerson... Who is the United States? Who's the military? And who the hell are you to march into a foreign country, demand that the government be dissolved and be reformed? Who in the hell do you think you are? Post-Assad leadership? These people overwhelmingly, two times as president of Syria, voted him in. Excuse me, Mr. Tillerson. Have we had an 86% voter turnout for one candidate in this country ever? These people like Assad. He wasn't a politician. He was a doctor. Does that sound familiar? Somebody that works in an area that's in the improvement of human life. Oh, he's over there gassing his own people. He's doing this. No, he's not. And the people of Syria know this. But we had to play out the shell game, didn't we? We had to make it so damn miserable and open up the gates to every country on the planet. Oh, well, the refugees. Well, they're only refugees because we're over there blowing the crap out of them. Okay, how many millions did we kill in Iraq, and what was the reason for that? Oh, weapons of mass destruction that was being used on what, the United States? And how did they get those weapons of mass destruction? It was the United States that gave them to... Oh, I'm going to stop right there because you all know the story. Post-Assad leadership. Yeah. You know, Keith Rogers sent me a message and he says, Mike, tell John regarding Syria that Turkey just disclosed that France has six bases in Syria and Macron is going to fill the void of the U.S. pulling out. I remind you that France was pulling the same BS of red lines. France and Israel, as you know, have very close ties. Yeah, I know that. And Keith, who is France? How fast did France throw up their hands when the Germans come tipping into the country? What has France done, militarily or otherwise? And I can't even really use an example of World War II. The best thing that I saw coming out of France was the French resistance, of which they did a pretty damn good job, but hey, anyhow. Let me put it to you this way. The United States pulling out of Syria is a good thing. Bashar al-Assad will remain in power. Once this happens, you'll see the withdrawal of the Russian troops over there. Now, whether who has what base over there, whether the Russians maintain a base over there or the French maintain a base, it's going to be at Assad's choosing, not because somebody's got bigger pop guns than what I do. And I'll tell you what, this whole thing about Israel, you know, they sent some planes. They violated sovereign airspace into Iran. This is a country that we know what the grand plan is. We know what they want to do over there. We know who we're fighting the proxy wars for. And you know what? I think Donald Trump knows this. And I think we're going to stop wasting. He said it. He said $1 trillion. He said $7 trillion. Hell, we were only halfway there. We said $3 or $4 trillion, whatever the case might have been. No, Trump come out and said $7 trillion. And there, the death, the mayhem, the destruction, what we have caused is almost beyond repair. Almost. But a good start is pulling the hell out of there. P.J. Barden texts me and says, Macron spent 50,000 euros on makeup in the first month of his presidency. Thank you, P.J. At any rate, I want to thank you all for being here today on this Good Friday. Whether you're Ishtar or whether you're post-apocalyptic, however you feel, please be at peace, okay? And that was the best shot that this country had, no matter what you believed. Freedom and liberty, with the ability to say, get your hands off my itty-bitty without having to raise a gun to repel the force that's trying to rape or rob you. That's where we need to be again. Folks, have a very nice and peaceful weekend. We will see you back here again on Monday. By the way, before I run off, Mike Rivero took what, Mike, Wednesday off? He was doing a show Tuesday. I heard him say that he was tired. We got an email from a guy that a World War II vet was complaining about Mike Rivero complaining. Mike spent Wednesday, entire day Wednesday, sleeping. I know the feeling and I know why he did it. He's not whining. He'll be in there as well as everybody else. We'll see you Monday, folks. Thanks for being here today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.